In a week that featured everyone posting their top 10 lists of their favorite games of 2018, here are the 5 things you need to know about the game industry as we begin the week of January 7th, 2019. I'm Peter Spezia, and this is Your Week in Games, brought to you by RhymesWithAsia.com. Number 1. Persona 5R is a real project. Atlus released a 30-second video which stated that new projects in the Persona universe are in the works, but they won't be officially revealed until March 2019. Currently, the working title of Persona 5R is confirmed for PlayStation 4. With Joker's inclusion as DLC in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, fans expect P5R to be a refined version of Persona 5, a la Persona 4 Golden, but with a Switch version to be considered alongside PS4. But what do you think about other Persona projects that could be announced in March?
I think the biggest chance is probably Persona 5 Arena. There's no guarantee they're going to call it Persona 5 Arena. For all we know, that R could stand for Rumble, and then it'll be Persona 5 Rumble.
P5R, Persona 5 Racing. Okay, hopefully Atlus aren't too big a coward to actually do it.
Number 2. Nintendo is codenaming their Smash Bros. DLC characters. Speaking of Persona 5's Joker, speculation for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate's remaining DLC characters is at a fever pitch. Fans have sleuthed their way into the code of Ultimate's patches and discovered that, instead of naming the characters outright like Wii U's DLC did, Nintendo is using code words for the identities of the future Smash characters. Among the 3 discovered codes, it is highly believed that Pakun represents Piranha Plant, and Jack corresponds to Joker, but Brave remains a mystery. Based on the rest of the current Smash Bros. Rumor mill, don't be too surprised if this is Dragon Quest's entry point into the franchise. Sure, Chrono, Geno, or even a character from Bravely Default would be great Square Enix representation, but as Dragon Quest XI S is about to become a very real thing for the Switch, don't be surprised to see Erdrick or Luminary get the call. Number 3. Former top Hearthstone devs are making a Marvel game. After former Hearthstone director Ben Brode left Blizzard last year with some of his colleagues, there's been speculation in the industry on what their next move would be. It turns out that after $30 million of investment from the Chinese company NetEase, the new indie studio Second Dinner will be working on a game that's set in the Marvel Universe. The easy assumption to make is that it'll be some sort of collectible card game in the works, but we'll have to wait and see how Marvel's game lineup continues to develop. After all, we're waiting any week now for an update about the Avengers project. Number 4. Soulja Boy stops selling game hardware. The Soulja Game handheld and the Soulja Game console have been pulled from rapper Soulja Boy's online store, surprising no one who has followed the story of selling knockoff game emulation hardware. When the rapper tweeted, "I had to boss up, I didn't have a choice," it was pretty clear that the jig was up on the legal front, despite boasts about what Nintendo wasn't going to do. Soulja Boy still continues to try and sell his Soulja watch online, because you might as well try and make some money as an entrepreneur when that whole music thing doesn't continue to pan out. And number 5, AGDQ 2019 is underway. The speedrunning marathon known as Awesome Games Done Quick 2019 has begun, running from January 6th through the 13th. AGDQ is looking to top last year's total of $2.26 million raised for charity, and this year's donations go to the Prevent Cancer Foundation. You can watch the event live on Twitch at Games Done Quick, but the on-demand video archives will be active on the Speedrun subreddit in case you miss any of your favorite games. Let's get into some game and release date announcements from the past week. Meditations is a launcher for PC and Mac that, every day in 2019, quote, loads a small game and an accompanying text as a meditation, distraction, lesson, or inspiration for that day. It's backed by Rami Ismail of Vlambeer. Catherine is being teased for Steam on PC with some very suspicious sheep posts. And Hitman HD Enhanced Collection is a 4K 60 port of Hitman Blood Money and Hitman Absolution. It launches this Friday, January 11th, for PS4 and Xbox One. Now for games that are out this week. Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition launches Friday, January 11th on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe launches Friday, January 11th on Nintendo Switch. And Mario & Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story plus Bowser Jr.'s Journey launches Friday, January 11th for Nintendo 3DS. And with that, you're all caught up. You can find me on Twitter at PeteSpeakeasy. I hope your week in games is a great one. We'll see you next time.